Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today I have a special show because I'll be starting off the show with an interview with a member of a group that recorded a couple records in Chicago, but actually the group was from St. Louis and the group was called The Salvadors. So I have on the phone a member of the group named Flint. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for being on the phone and telling your story.
You're welcome.
So your full name is Flint Lloyd, is that correct?
Right, Flint Lloyd Jr.
Okay. And are you – so first of all, can I ask where you're originally from?
Where I'm from? I'm from Missouri, yeah, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. And how did you get involved with music originally?
Oh, I was like, all of my family, they were all singers. My aunties, I had about 11 aunties, and they were all singers, and they sung spirituals, like in the 50s, early 50s, 53. And at that time, I was around about 10 years old, and I used to sit around and listen to them, you know, harmonizing and singing, and they used to sing a lot in church. And then again, I had an uncle that was in a group called Rex Millison and the High Fives. And they did all the rehearsing at the house, you know, which was in St. Louis, like in the 4300 on Finney.
What was the block? 4300 what?
Yeah, 4300 on Finney. Finney.
Okay.
F-I-N-N-E-Y, yeah. And I used to listen to them harmonizing and singing and, you know, and that's how I sat around and picked it up, you know. It was in the family, you know.
And Rex Milton and the High Fives, were they like an R&B group?
They were more like a group as like the Four Freshmen and the High Lows. It was Modern Harmony.
Okay.
Yeah, they went to, they left town and went to California with Donna Washington. They stayed out there for about 6 or 7 years. And they made an album during that time, and they did pretty good, you know, making the shows, doing appearances, stuff like that.
What was your uncle's name?
My uncle's name was Homer Locke, L-O-C-K-E. Yeah.
Okay. And so you had a family that was kind of had a big background in singing harmony, both in church and
right.
So when's the first time you started singing yourself? Was it in church, pretty much?
Yes, it was. It was in church. I had an auntie. The name was Lois Heron, and she taught us spirituals. We had a little group within the family. It was like the cousins, our first cousins, and stuff like that. And we used to rehearse at the house. And that's how I picked up the harmonizing and singing, you know, all together.
And what was the first secular group you sang with?
The first group that I sang with? The first group that I sang with was called a group called the Belgiums. And we were in high school then. That was like early 60s, yeah.
Because there was a group from St. Louis called the Belgians with an N that recorded. Did you record with that group?
No, there was a different group of them.
Okay. And so that group was in your high school. Were there other groups in your high school that did record?
No, the first time, okay, I'll tell you what. I did record with a group called the Alpines. We did some background harmony with a guy called Lil Mojo. He had a record called Paula.
Okay. And I looked.
Alpines.
Sorry, I cut you off.
I
looked him up, and he was like a kid singer, like a white kid singer. Is that right?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I looked him up, and Paula came out twice. It came out once as Little Mojo and the Jesters, and the other as Little Mojo and the Caravans. And I think they're different recordings. You don't know which one your group sings on, do you?
Well, it was a band called a Caravan here in St. Louis. It was a black band. They did a lot of backing up groups and stuff like that. But it might have been the Lil Mojo and the Caravan.
Okay.
And they didn't, actually, they didn't put our name, the background singers, on there at all, you know.
Yeah, the first release, it actually says vocal accompaniment by the Jester, so it's probably the Caravans release if you sing on it.
Right, right. Yeah, they came out of a club called Club Imperial here in St. Louis, which was on Goodfellow in West Florida.
And
it was a well-known club. That's where Ike and Tina Turner started at.
What was the name of the club again?
Club Imperial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get hooked up with on that recording?
Well, we were singing somewhere, and this guy came to us and asked to do some background singing. We did an appearance at the Club Imperial. That's how we got hooked up. We went out to a studio called Technosonic here in St. Louis.
And you recorded Paula, and I think the B-side of that recording is called You Ain't the One. Do you remember that record?
I really don't remember the B-side.
Okay.
You're right.
And that one actually came with a picture sleeve, and it's got Little Mojo. He's got like a crew cut. I was looking on the internet. Like, he's like a really...
Is that right? Okay.
Like, he's a small-looking, like, white kid with a crew cut. Like, he looks like he's in the military or something.
That,
he's
that really might young. Have been him, yeah. Yeah. You're going way back.
So, that group, how long were you together in high school? You were called the Alpines. How long were you together?
Right. We were together probably about 3 years.
So that was the main group you were in high school, or were you in other groups at the same time?
Right. No, that was the main one.
And then how did you form the Salvadors?
Well, they were going on before. They was going on at the same time. What had happened? The Salvadors probably started off in maybe 56 or 57, and one of the guys had dropped out, and they used to rehearsal at the house, and I was there once again sitting on the sofa listening to them, you know, and so I knew every song that they were singing just about, you know, and when the guy dropped out, I said, well, it's Flint, you know, he knows every song, you know, he can sing, you know, so I got on in there with him, you know, that's how that happened.
So they already existed in the 50s before you joined them?
Yeah, they existed like late 50s. Mm-hmm.
And was your brother a member of the group originally?
Right, my brother. Yeah, he was in the group. Mm-hmm.
So do you remember the original lineup of the Salvadors before you joined?
Oh, yeah. It was a guy named Gus Winfield, Robert Vincent, Carl Stark, and a guy named Leroy McGee. And there's another guy named Carl, too. I can't remember his last name. It was five guys.
That was the original lineup in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And who dropped out that you replaced?
A guy named Leroy McGee. His nickname was Pepsi.
Okay. And was your brother in the group yet, or did he join at the same time you did?
No, he was in there before I was.
Okay, so when you joined, was that the group that ended up recording Daddy Said and AEIOU?
Right, uh-huh.
So what was the lineup of that group?
Oh, that was Gus Winfield, Robert Vincent, Donald Lloyd, and myself, Flint Lloyd, the four of us.
So you were together for like 3 or 4 years before you ended up recording that record then, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And right. And the Salvadors, do you remember how they got their name or no?
No, I don't. I think they might have looked on I'm thinking back now. I think they might have looked. One of the guys came up with like El Salvador, the country, you know, something like that.
Okay.
It's just where they came up with that name.
So then you were in the group, and how did you end up actually getting a recording deal and putting out a record?
Well, we got We met Rodney Jones, which is DJ here in St. Louis at that time. He's called Rodney Mad Lad. His nickname was a Mad Lad. And he had some connection there in Chicago. And that's how that came about, you know. He heard us. We did a couple of shows at the Riviera here in St. Louis and stuff like that, you know. Did some, we started off a show a long time ago at the Riviera. Smokey Robinson was in town, and we was like the warm-up group, you know. We came on and did about three or four songs. And then Smokey Robinson came on later. But that's how we met Rodney, and that's how we got the contract. And the guys from Chicago came down to check us out, and this guy's name was, his nickname was, I think it was a Duck or something like that, Doc. He was with, let's see, one label, it might have been with Nike label, I think. Yeah, that was the first one.
Okay, so you came to Chicago, and a lot of people don't know about E. Rodney Jones. A lot of Chicago people don't know about E. Rodney Jones's roots in St. Louis.
Well, he was a DJ in Chicago too, in WVON.
Okay, and then later he was the program director at VON also.
Yeah.
But was he originally from St. Louis?
I think so. I'm quite sure he was. That's why he used to be on KXLW.
Okay. And he became your manager, was that right?
Right. Mhm. Mm-hmm.
And he took you to Chicago to Nike Records to record, and you said you met with someone named Doc there?
Right. I think his name was Doc.
And I think Nike Records was run by Chuck Colbert. Do you remember him?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And actually, the first press of your record that came out, the label said Thor Records. Do you remember that?
Thor Records?
Thor, T-H-O-R, another mythological name.
You're probably right.
Okay. Okay, well, the record, the sides, I want to play the record since we've been talking for a while.
Okay.
The sides on the record were A-E-I-O-U and Daddy
right.
Set, which was the A side of the record?
The A side was A-E-I-O-U.
Okay, let me play the record and we could talk some more. Is that okay?
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so this is the Salvadors with their very first record they released. I think this came out sometime around 1960. Does that sound right?
Yeah, sounds 60, yeah, like 60 or 61, yeah.
Okay, and this track is called A-E-I-O-U.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, that was just the Salvadors with their very first record called AEIOU, and that came out on Chicago's Nike record label. But the Salvadors are actually from St. Louis, and if you're just tuning in, I have Flint Lloyd, member of the Salvadors, telling his story and the story of the group. So did that record get any play in St. Louis?
Yeah, it got a lot of play here in St. Louis, quite a bit. You know, they were really playing it before they pressed it. You know, he came back with the master, and they were playing it before they had the record here in St. Louis, and people were they were asking for it, but it hadn't got here yet, you know, which that might have been a little problem there. You know, they was going to the record store, and they couldn't find it, you know.
And
so it was, yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off. Sorry.
No problem.
And then the B-side of the record is an answer to the Shirelles' Mama Said, is that right?
Right, Daddy Said, huh?
It's pretty much the same song with just the parents switched around, right?
Right, the words were switched around. We kind of changed the words ourselves, you know, and I was singing lead on that one, you know, myself.
Oh, okay. And who sings lead on AEIOU?
Well, it was Gus Winfield. It was kind of basically somewhat together, you know. Like, it started off, hey, it's all the angels, you know, all together, and the bass come in, you know. And then Gus would come in like, whoa, 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 I love you. That was Gus Winfield.
So who sings each part on the record?
Each part?
Yeah, like who was the bass? And
okay, it was Robert Vincent as the bass and baritone. Let's see, I was singing first tenor. My brother Donald Lloyd was singing second tenor, and Gus was singing lead.
And that record came out, you were just starting high school at the time?
Yeah, we were just about on our way out of high school, because I graduated in 62. And it was kind of in there, and you know, on the way out and in, you know, out of high school.
Okay, so were you doing a lot of shows based on that record in St. Louis when it came out?
We did. We had quite a few gigs on that record, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so did you ever travel, or you mainly did clubs in St. Louis?
It was just here in St. Louis, basically.
And I've never interviewed anyone who was in a St. Louis group before. Can you talk about the scene over there? Like you already talked about the club that Ike and Tina were at. Were they still performing in St. Louis a lot? Or can you talk about what the scene was like and what the clubs were and what was going on over there?
Well, the main club here in St. Louis was the Club Riviera. That was on Delmar and Taylor. All the big artists used to come here, Jackie Wilson, Roy Hamilton, Curtis Mayfield, Impression, Jerry Butler. That was the main spot here in St. Louis back then. And I think that started off in about like late 50s all the way up to 63, 64, the Club Riviera. And they had another club called the West End Waiters. It was down there on Van Aventer and Enright. That was a well-known club in St. Louis.
Okay. And were there a lot of local St. Louis groups performing, or were you one of the only ones?
Oh, man, we had a lot of groups. They had a group called the Cool Sounds. They had the Twilighters. They had the Arabians. A guy named Lil Herbert used to sing lead. They had Benny Sharp and the Sharpies. Oh,
okay.
We had a lot of groups back in those days. We had at least about 10 groups that was, you know, doing something, always busy.
Yeah, I didn't know that Arabians group was from St. Louis, actually.
Yeah, the Arabians, yeah.
Because they actually recorded, too.
Then we had we had a guy named called Charles Drain, and we had the guy named Shake a Tail Feather.
The Dew Tones? Five Dew Tones?
That they were, anyway, can't think of his name right now. Alvin Cash.
Okay. He did the yeah. Twine Time.
There you go. Yeah. Right.
With Charles Drain, was he in a group called the Tabs?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Charles Drain, the Tabs. Mm-hmm.
So you were performing at that time with all those other groups in the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all while you were in high school?
Yeah, while we were in high school and when we got out of high school.
So did the Salvadors break up for a while? Because you said you were in that group, the Alpines, also. Like, what was
yeah,
the story?
Yeah, we broke up for a while, and we went into the basically our thing was really singing Modern Harmony, which is like the Hallows and the Four Freshmen. That was basically our whole thing, but we did R&B also, you know, but basically our thing was Modern Harmony, because they used to have a little contest, a talent show, a DJ named Dave Dixon. He used to be on KWK. And they'd have talent shows, and they wouldn't let us on there because we would get on there, but they wouldn't really vote for us because we were in a different vein, singing different songs, you know, than the other groups were. So it was a group called the Cool Sounds. They would win basically all the time, you know.
Okay. Because they were singing R&B and you were singing more...
Right, we were singing Modern Harmony, yeah.
Okay. So then when the Salvadors broke up, like what year was that around? It's like early 60s?
Let me see. There was probably, 62, something like that. Yeah, about 62 after we had... did both of those 45 records, and then broke up for a while, and then we got back together, but we didn't do any.
Well, the second 45 actually came out later in the 60s.
Sixties.
Yeah, the second 45 came out maybe like 68 or something like that. The Stick by Me, Baby.
68.
Yeah, so it came out later.
Your memory is better than mine.
Okay. Like the first one has like a doo-wop kind of sound, and the later one has more of a soul kind of sound.
Right, right. Okay.
So it must have been you broke up and got back together and recorded again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in the middle of that, you were in that group, the Alpines, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So so the group... got back together again at some point. So you did you guys break up several times, or what was the story?
Well, we broke up at least about three times, you know.
Okay. And so at some point in the mid to late 60s, you reformed again?
Right. Uh-huh.
Did you have the same membership?
Same membership, yeah.
Okay. And you had been in the Alpines in the meantime, and then you rejoined the Salvadors?
Right, yeah, off and on, yeah.
Okay, so, and did you sing in any other groups in the meantime, too?
There was another group that sung with it called, the name of it was The Choice of Colors.
Choice of Colors, did they record anything?
No, we didn't record anything at all. We were just doing, making an appearance in different places. It was a place called, Lou and Lawrence is down on the Olive. It used to be the Gaslight Square area. And we were appearing down there like every Thursday and Friday, doing two shows each night. The Choice of Colors. It was five of us.
Okay. So there was that was a totally different group than the Salvadors.
Mm-hmm. Right. Uh-huh. Different guys.
So the Salvador second record, which is from one of the times you reformed, it was called Stick By Me, Baby.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So do you remember how long you had been back together before you recorded that record?
Ooh, how long were we back together?
Yeah, I think the record probably came out around 68, something like that, late 60s.
Okay. Oh, it might have been maybe a couple of years, you know. that we had reformed, you know, and got back together.
And that record was also recorded in Chicago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what was the story with that?
Well, that was, let me see, what label that was on?
Wise World.
Wise World label, yeah, the green label. Joe Umstead was the writer. We came up in Chicago, and I think we recorded that at the RCA studio, I think. No, we did the first one at RCA studio. I can't remember what the other studio was. But that was with E. Rodney Jones again. And, yeah, that was about it, really. That's what I remember, you know. I don't remember what label it was, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what studio it was at.
Yeah, it's funny because I had originally thought you guys were from Chicago since both your records came out on Chicago labels.
Uh-huh.
And I asked Joe Armstead about it, and all she remembered was that it was some guys that E. Rodney Jones brought into the studio.
Right.
So she did remember something about the recording.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me play the record and we could talk some more.
Okay.
So this is the Salvadors with their second record from the later 60s. This track is called Stick By Me, Baby. Okay, that was just the Salvadors, and that was a pretty excellent record that you guys did in the late 60s. That was called Stick By Me, Baby. And if people are just tuning in, I have a member of the Salvadors, Flint Lloyd, talking about his group. And although the group cut two records in Chicago, they were actually from St. Louis. So I know that record didn't get played in Chicago, really. Do you know if it got played in St. Louis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And was E. Rodney Jones like one of the DJs playing it probably?
E. Rodney Jones and I think Lou Times is a well-known disc jockey in St. Louis. And he's not still on the radio right now, but he's active at a newspaper thing as a column, you know. Lou Times and, let's see, E. Rodney Jones, Lou Times, and I can't think of this other guy's name. He's a well-known DJ here in St. Louis. Well, Dave Dixon played a little bit of it, too. But it's like four guys that was well-known here in St. Louis that played the records, you know.
Okay, so it did get play on the radio there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And did you do? You, and who sings lead on the record?
I didn't hear you.
Sorry, who sings lead on the record?
Okay, my brother was singing lead on both sides, "Stick by Me, Baby," and "I Want to Dance." I want to do it. Yeah.
And I was just telling you this. I don't know if you knew this before, but you know the record is very popular in England as part of, they have something called Northern Soul over there where they play like old soul records in clubs. And apparently it's like, you know, one of the biggest records over there.
Is that right? I got to go there.
Yeah. I think they'd be excited to you know, hear from you, or like they might be interested in you going there.
Yeah. I can go there, you know, it's no problem. Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, I take the group that I'm with now there or something, you know, and do the records, you know.
So are any of the members still alive from the original lineup besides you?
Yeah, two of the guys have passed on. It's my brother, Donald Lloyd, and Gus Winfield. One guy in Seattle, Washington right now. Robert Vincent. I haven't talked to him in about maybe 3 or 4 years, you know. But I could track him down, though, you know.
Okay.
It was just two of us still living.
But you definitely put out, I mean, it's probably, without the internet you wouldn't know, but like, it's definitely one of the biggest records over there as part of their scene. So did you do any music stuff after? So how long did the group stay together after you recorded that record, first of all?
Oh, let me see. We, thinking back, after we cut that last record, we probably stayed together for about, maybe about 2 years. Yeah, about 2 years. And after that, we broke up again, you know.
So did you or any of the other members continue to do music?
Oh, yeah, I'm still doing it now. I mean, it's in my blood, man. I've been doing it for a long time, and I'll continue to do it, you know. And, yeah, I'm the only one that's really left that's really doing it, you know, with some more guys.
Did any of the members go to join groups that actually recorded?
No, they didn't. After the record, the last record?
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Not as I know of.
Okay. So I got to say thanks so much for telling your story.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah,
you're
like
welcome.
Like I think you won't realize how excited some people in England would be to hear your story.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
So do you have any last words for the audience?
Well, I want to thank everybody that purchased the records, you know, and everything. And that's actually about it. You know, I'm glad that I got you got in contact with me, and we're talking about, you know, reminiscing on the years that have passed on for us with the group, you know. And it's good to know that that it was a hit in England, you know. I didn't know that until I talked to you a little while back, you know. But that's great to hear. Real good.
Yeah, definitely.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, like even though it was kind of obscure in the U.S., like it's definitely not obscure anymore.
Yeah. Okay, it sounds good.
Thanks again, and stay on the phone for a second. Let me get your info first after.
Oh, okay, you're welcome.
So thanks again, and this last record I'm going to play is the B-side of the first Salvador's record. This is Daddy Set.
Okay, all right.